like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Okay, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush, the latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Okay, but before we get into the news, this is the most important news. Eastside Chris, you are remembering it wrong. Brady went with Miami last night. No, I said my gut was saying Atlanta. I was thinking about Miami because of the Trae Young thing with Atlanta, but I went with Atlanta anyway, correct? Isn't that what our records show?
Yes.
Okay. The records let the... Eastside Chris, you're wrong. I'm 2-0. We got picks coming up in a little bit, so just get ready. I'm going to go 2-0 tonight, too. Absolutely going 2-0 tonight.
That's bold.
You want to join me? You could keep pace if you just join me every single night.
Or you can go over
2. Oh, zero chance of that happening. Zero. Let's talk about some news. How about the Rays, dude? The Rays are...
best team in baseball.
Amazing. And what is their salary cap situation? They're not spending like San Diego. I'll tell you that much. They took down the Red Sox. They got a perfect start. 11-0 right now. They are killing it. Absolutely killing it. And again, the point of that is their payroll's not up there with the tops. This gives teams like the Rockies hope. But then again, it also puts pressure on the Rockies because it's like, okay, oh, it is possible for a team with a low budget and not enough money to string together a decent baseball team.
Well, it's development, it's scouting, it's culture even. Like, the Rockies have such a negative culture, and the fan base doesn't really help get rid of it. So
yeah.
It's kind of just, oh, well, here we go.
You keep blaming the fan base. You're blaming the fan base. No, it's not
what
the
is the
fans.
Perception of the Rockies?
The fans.
It's they're a bad baseball team.
But they're
they'll
spending
never win anything.
Money because they don't win. You're blaming the fans on the Rockies
I'm not
blaming
sucking. The fans. I'd say the fans doesn't help.
Oh.
I just mentioned the scouting, development, all of that's on the Rockies. But when none of that's working, the fans' negativity doesn't help.
The fans are there at their games. They're spending money to watch your game.
And that's great. You should, but...
if that doesn't say we're supporting your team, then I don't know what does.
I'm not saying you're not supporting. I'm just saying you're negative. It's a negative support.
They've been to the playoffs 5 times in their life.
I know that.
Okay. We only have 20 minutes left, Angel. We can't be fighting today. We don't have time for it. We don't have time for the fights. Tomorrow, we'll bring it up. Lakers survived in overtime last night. They got their spot in the 7th seed. They're going to go up against the Memphis Grizzlies. Okay, picks don't start for that one until they do, Angel, till that first game between those guys. Just what is your gut telling you? Do you think the Lakers pull off the upset here and beat the Memphis Grizzlies?
My gut is saying no.
That's good.
I think Memphis is a kind of inexperienced team, but I don't think the Lakers are good enough to win a 7-game series.
Are you really interested in that series, though?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun series.
Anything to see LeBron lose is fine.
Okay, so we all love the 30-minute less time it takes to play a baseball game now in the major leagues. We all agree. I think most people agree. They love it. Well, how about this? Thanks to the pitch clock, the action's moving so fast that they're hurting in beer sales. There's less time for... because most fan bases are told they got to get their last beer in the 7th inning or whatever. Like, you got to get it now because we're not serving in the 8th and the 9th. Especially if we go to extra innings. So, to combat the time crunch, so far, 4 teams, the Diamondbacks, the Rangers, the Twins, and the Brewers, have extended alcohol sales through the 8th inning this season. The Marlins, the Mets, still stop after the 7th. I think that's the same with the Rockies, too. Do you see teams league-wide probably just shifting over to the 8th?
Yeah, I could see that as the first step. If they're still losing money after that, you may look at extending the pitch clock another 5 seconds.
Oh.
Because my parents went to a Rockies game this past weekend, and I was talking to my dad, like, how was the pace? Did it feel like a regular game? And he said, No, it's very, very quick. Like, I went to go, you know, to the concessions, get a beer, go to the restroom, and two innings were gone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh,
no, it's smooth, man.
If you're not a person that likes to get to the ballpark, you know, 30, 45 minutes before a game starts, you may want to because you get some more beer at that point.
I'm amazed at how fast it goes. But, like, on the beer thing, I always thought it was interesting that they cut off. I get it. You're trying to prevent drunk driving, probably fights and spearing the mascot. You know, poor Dinger. That guy should never come, never be able to go to sports ever again.
What happens when half of the opposing team's fans are in your stadium?
You're blaming the fans again. Look at
the Cardinals fans, not the Rockies fans.
But that's the Rockies fans for not getting the tickets sooner.
Well, you just said they're going to games.
Angel hates the fans.
Don't hate the fans.
Just
don't like seeing all that red in a purple stadium.
It's Nolan Arenado.
He's not on the team anymore.
Because they love Nolan. And it's your team that you love so much that screwed him over and got rid of him.
I never said I love them.
I think you love them.
You're starting to love them. I like them enough to keep them on arm's length away, but...
Well, County, you've only got time for two beers in 2 hours because of the lines. Plus, that's all you can afford.
That's all true.
Yeah, I mean, that's about right. You get in a regular game, what is it, two or three beers typically? You know,
I mean, I know there's fans out there that go, they'll show up for like batting practice,
and they just be getting hammered.
And they'll just sit there and just watch batting practice for 30 minutes and just drink.
He said, Chris says, my apologies. You are the man, man. There's pressure on you now. There's pressure. You're
after
down.
After one day.
Yeah, you're down. You're losing.
Did we learn nothing last month? That one day doesn't make or break your
you're
season.
Gonna go, I thrive here. I thrive in the NBA playoffs. We'll get our picks coming up. Thunder Pelicans tonight. The Pelicans are 5.5-point favorites. See what happens. Is it two games? It's two games tonight. Yeah, it's two games. We got Bulls and Raptors. That one I'm having a hard time with. Toronto's a 6-point favorite. But I could talk myself out of some stuff here. I was kind of shocked about Atlanta. I picked them. But with Trae Young and that status, I was listening to our pick show in the afternoon that airs after this program. And they were like, dude, if I'm a fan, I would want Trae Young out because you're not going to win anything, and it's already the rumor mill is already starting. He's not a one, he's a two. You know, he's not your number one superstar. He needs to be more like a two. How are you looking in the Denver Nuggets uniform? I'm just, you know, we're gonna be throwing these guys around in the offseason.
I mean, I could see it. I mean, Trae Young is definitely a very young,
yeah,
he's not, I don't think he's at, you know, Morant's level, but he's probably one of the second, third youngest superstars we have in the league right now. So, and I heard on the broadcast yesterday that the ownership of the Hawks had told Trae Young, like, hey, there's no credibility to that rumor or whatever. So it could be true, it could be not true.
But they didn't let it get to him last night.
No.
They played fast. That was the fastest I've seen. That was their knock, was they're just kind of a slow team. They're not going to keep up.
I forgot they had Clint Capella on that team, too.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see if they can do anything in the first round. Well, Kenny Swami says, whoa, Nolan wanted out of town. Yeah, because the Rockies aren't doing crap around him.
Anything they do, it's looked on as negative.
It's negative! They can't even protect Dinger. Where's security? Dinger just kind of gets up like, what in the hell just happened?
Well, I think it's just common knowledge at sporting events. You don't mess with
the
mascots.
But they have security guards surrounded. Like, where were they? Get up there faster.
The security on the dugouts aren't really that top-notch. You could just climb over and just say, hey, Charlie,
that
how you doing?
Like, gets up there and he does like a WWE thing. He's like, oh, yeah, here I go.
The legs,
spears
man.
Him.
And I don't know if he like knocked Dinger off of the dugout thing. That's, you know, solid 4 or 5 foot drop.
Yeah.
In a costume, you can't feel anything. You can't see anything. Come on, man.
He didn't know what was going on. That's scary, dude. That's assault. Get him out.
I was a mascot at one point, so I sympathize with Dinger.
What did you wear?
I was a knight.
Oh, that's kind of, were you,
my high school.
Did you get a horse?
No. I didn't have the budget for that. Well, I found the costume in a storage closet, and I went to the principal. I was like, hey, I found this. Can I be the mascot? And he's like, no one else is doing it, so sure.
Did they give you a sword?
No.
Fake sword?
No.
No, you didn't even have a sword?
I dressed him up, though. I like We would do like themes for basketball games. I'd dress them up like as a Santa Claus or an elf or something.
That's commitment right there.
That's good.
So I respect mascots.
Well, hey, after yesterday, Dinger may be done. You know, the person
doesn't have a son that can just carry on the legacy.
I don't know if that is it something that's passed down. It's like, I have been Dinger for all these years, and now it is you.
I guess
it can be only you.
No Game of Thrones for the mascot head or something.
That's what that was. Somebody put a hit out on Dinger. Texter, because Nolan's a prima donna who can't hit in the playoffs. Well, you know what was cool about
at least he's in the playoffs.
You don't have to worry about Nolan hitting in the playoffs with the Rockies because they ain't going. So, great.
A couple times with Nolan.
Twice.
That's a couple.
That's half of their franchise. That's half the times they've been. I mean, listen. We can get into this debate about did Nolan one out? He did one out. But also, he also didn't like Jeff Breidich.
If he liked the Rockies team enough and he liked the fan base enough, he would have taken a team-friendly trade.
Look at you.
And not have done this to us.
Stupid fans. He left because of the fans.
I'm not blaming the fans. I'm saying Nolan, if he cared enough, if he loved us as much as he says he does.
He didn't love Jeff Breidich.
Well, you don't have to love him. Just love the fans. Love the city.
Nobody loved Jeff Breidich. He was cold. They didn't get along with him. And then when you sign a contract and that's who you're dealing with all the time, it's like, I don't feel like this is a great environment for me to play baseball anymore.
So why not just try to help him out?
Try to help Jeff Breidich?
It's like, no, I don't need another $50 million from you guys.
I can get it from somebody else where the GM's not a total, you know.
Yeah.
Which is what we've all heard. I mean, this is the same guy that says, hey, what GMs do in baseball, we basically are brain surgeons. We're basically brain surgeons. I mean, that's the kind of crap this guy said all the time. Dixon, the Broncos should take a look at the guy who blasted Dinger.
Wow. Just leave Dinger alone. Okay, I know he's not everyone's favorite, but just leave him alone.
Dinger is just waving his little booty.
He's just having fun out there.
He's shaking his booty, and next thing you know, you get Hulk Hogan coming up there. Spears him.
He's got a lot to live up to, you know. And when you have Rocky in your same town just down the street from you, there's pressure there.
Oh, there's so much pressure. And he ain't flying around like Rocky. No. First off, you can't really do it at a ballpark like that. They don't have the equipment.
You could set up a zip line across center field.
Oh, I got a story. I remember when Rocky, I don't know if it's the current guy that's Rocky or the older guy that's Rocky, but it was years ago. I mean, I was in college watching the Nuggets, and Rocky's up in the thing. You know, they're going to lower him down, and he's going to be doing his, what is it called? The thing? What's the thing? They're lowering him from the rafters.
Yeah.
And he's out.
He's passed out.
Passed out.
I saw that.
And I watched it on TV, and I'm sitting at home watching my buddy, and they didn't say anything. Nobody said anything.
It's like, just like a lifeless body being
his arms
descending.
Aren't moving.
And then he hits the floor and he just drops.
He just drops and nobody said anything. Like, no, not one. And they're still like, the average rebounds for Kenyon Martin are like 5 and, oh my God, is he okay? I don't know. But anyway, Anthony needs to have a big game tonight.
It's Rocky, so I wouldn't be surprised if he tried to pull a stunt like that.
It happened twice, though. Not another one, he went up for the dunk. And I love Marlo, but I'm just going to call it out. Marlo's like, Rocky goes up for the dunk and he goes, Rocky with the dunk. Rocky dunks, does a flip, lands on the back of his neck.
Oh no.
And is like doing this, like calling for help. He's like, help, help. And he just lays there. And then, again, the broadcasters didn't say anything. Like it was just Rocky with the dunk. What does Carmelo need to do tonight in order for the Nuggets to win? Should somebody help that guy? He's like, nobody's going over there.
He's not moving.
Well, Kenny Swami, the Rockies have been around for 30 years and have made the World Series. The Nuggets have been around for 75 and never made it. Okay, they went to the World Series. Going to the World Series once and getting your kicked is better than going to the playoffs on a regular basis? The Nuggets are a way more successful franchise than the Rockies. The Rockies needed a historic run like no other to get to the World Series. That's it, though. Outside of that, they've been in the playoffs a whopping 4 times. The Denver Nuggets have been in the playoffs probably more than half of their franchise history. Get out of here with that. 20 minutes after the hour. We're comparing the Rockies organization, the most laughable franchise in the state of Colorado, to the Denver Nuggets? Mm-mm, not going there. The Nuggets have been to three Western Conference titles or conference series. Is no way. 20 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Now you're just going to make me mad. You're going to compare this laughable franchise to a respectable Denver Nuggets franchise that had the likes of George Karl and Alex English. And now Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP. Get out. Take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.